From KALW News, I'm Johanna Miyake with an election brief, your quick guide to what's on the ballot. Today, we're talking about San Francisco's Proposition G. From our friends at San Francisco Public Press, here's reporter Madison Alvarado.
Proposition G would reduce rent in hundreds of units serving extremely low-income seniors, families, and people with disabilities who struggle to afford even subsidized rentals in San Francisco. The measure would create an affordable housing opportunity fund and require the city to set aside at least $4 million for the fund in 2026 and $8.25 million each year after that through 2047. Supporters hope the fund will act as a model to other municipalities trying to support low-income households and that it will grow in coming years with support from the state or federal government. Board of Supervisors President and mayoral candidate Aaron Peskin discussed the urgent need to get the fund up and running during a supervisors' meeting in July. The fund would subsidize 600 units for extremely low-income households. That includes seniors and those with disabilities earning up to 25% of the area median income, which is about $30,000 a year for two people. Proposition G is supported by the entire Board of Supervisors and Mayor London Breed, as well as diverse community groups like Faith in Action Bay Area, the Community Tenants Association, and Senior and Disability Action. Opponents include GrowSF and Together SF Action, who oppose yearly budget set-asides in favor of funding programs during the regular budgeting process. Prop C needs a simple majority to pass.
That's a brief take on Prop G from our friends at San Francisco Public Press. For more elections coverage, go to kalw.org.